Hello, I am Anderson Cowan, and I've got a movie to make. And this is I've Got a Movie to Make, week 115 of 116 weeks. And a real special hello to all the people that have listened to this from the get-go. And hey, it's my sincere hope that you've gotten something out of this, learned something. Yeah, as we are getting close to the end here of this portion of it, I'm moving on to a new house, new surroundings, and surrounded currently by boxes. And it's funny because I didn't know that I'd take a couple weeks, you know, off, and obviously none of us knew that COVID was going to happen. But as it turns out, the way that this is going to end is I'm going to do the final episode in my new surroundings, and I don't even know what my workspace is going to be like over there, which does concern me. It worries me, and I'm a sensitive little pab, as many of you know who listen to this. And moving is always painful because going through all these old things and seeing old stuff and old parts of my life and put you in a weird spot. But here's what the latest is. It's funny because I'm so steeped in it and can't see the forest through the trees. But it's the long and the short of it is I am training myself to be a producer, not just a producer, but somewhat of a seasoned producer, as in like not going out there blindly. I'm really learning the ropes on the fly on my own in my own garage, really figuring out everything that a producer needs to know from a producer's standpoint. And I've foolishly always, and I've said this before, hoped that I would just find my producer, and I've never found my producer, somebody who's really into that side of things, the finance side of things, the raising money, the hobnobbing, the glad handing, the working with financiers and all that stuff. And I've never found that person. And here I am turning myself into that person, because that's really the only avenue to possibly moving on and making another one. So I learn little tidbits here and there every week. Sometimes I write things down and I want to share with you guys. This was not one of those weeks. I learned more about comps, as in comparables, and learning about movies that your movie is like. And you have to do usually within the last 3 years, if not 5 years at the most, you find 3 to 5 movies that your movie compares to, and you give the full, you know, budget, what those budgets were and how they did in the box office. And you show the best example of that, the worst example of that. And, you know, just to be as honest and upfront with, you know, painting a financial picture for your would-be investors. And that's what I spent time doing this week for this project. So that's where I'm at. Not a whole lot to report. Just got a email from the California Franchise Tax Board that I owe $250. I love it because it's so threatening, and they're threatening to put a lien on my property if I don't pay the $250 by a certain date. It's like I don't have property as of yet, but they don't even, and it's a one sheet, and it's just filled with words and threats and all this legal jargon, and they never once tell me why I owe $250. I have no idea why I owe $250. If you have an LLC, you pay $800, minimum $800 franchise tax fee every single year, which I did this year. The records approve it, and now they're saying that I owe them $250. And they don't tell you why. They just tell you we need it by now, or else it's going to be $250 plus more penalties and interest, $316 for the agency, the collection agency that they will have to hire, and then they'll put a lien on my property. But yeah, it's the cost of doing business, I guess, in the state of California. Thanks a lot, Newsom. I'm kidding. I have no interest in any of that. All right, I'll be talking to you from my new workspace next week, and wrap this baby up, this experiment, and I will talk to you all then. Have a happy weekend. Stay safe. It's only Wednesday, though, so I don't know why I'm telling you have a good weekend when it's still far away. Okay, bye.